Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Yo, everybody, welcome. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? But I'll tell you what, today, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is joining us here. Here is what I love about this. We are getting ready to talk about how our angels can assist us in emotional stability, how they can assist us in emotional stability. If you listen to the last hour, I ended the show with Susan Dolce and Leon Dyer. You know, these are two women that have come out and said, we're going to take on the issues. We're going to really support women. We're going to help women go through, you know, what we call midlife. And everybody has a different view of midlife. And so we ended that show with this. Linda brought this in. And it's a quote. And I probably should turn this over to Jamie so she could put it up. It's this one by Henry Miller. The moment one gives a close attention to anything, it becomes a mysterious, awesome, and incredibly magnificent world in itself. So the moment one gives close attention to anything. And what I love about that is when we are going through the days in our lives, we will get a hiccup. Maybe something will show up that just takes us a little bit off our game. Or maybe we're focused on something emotionally that's not really helping us or not really showing us anything. Today, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, who has been working with people all over the world and is someone, when we look at the body of work she does, whether you're working with her on full readings, whether you're reading her books, all of that has to do with this international author, this speaker, this coach, and she is a prosperity coach. Brings in angelic wisdom. She has this unique connection, which we've talked about a lot in 18 years, with angels. And so when you listen today, you're going to be able to call into the show. If you haven't received who your personal angels are, you're going to get them. If you have a question, you can ask it. It's very, 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 very cool. And when you're looking at this, even if you don't know what you don't know, you'll be able to do it. 1-800-930-2819 throughout the hour today. 1-800-930-2819. Get in line to connect with your angels. Sue, it's great to have you here.
Today in the Chicagoland area. Yeah. As soon as what? I'm off the radio, I'm going outside.
Are you?
Yes. It's beautiful.
Glad you haven't gotten the heat wave yet.
No.
I don't know if you will get it.
No, I don't think so. I think it's east and west, and it's skipped us this time anyway.
Yeah. Look, today we're talking about emotional stability. I want to just kind of ask you, you know, you're the author of several books, international bestseller. You know, we're coming off of, you know, what some people call 18 months. Basically, we're looking at 2 years of going through something that we didn't expect. And, you know, just the words emotional sets us into a pace that we don't know. Let's talk about emotional stability from your point of view. And what are some of the ways your clients are showing up that you've been able to help them through angel guidance?
Okay. Well, it was a shock to everyone's system. I mean, we're social beings. And when we can't interact, and the interesting thing that I'm getting now, and you might be interested in hearing about that, is people who, for one reason or another, can't get the shot, the vaccination, mm-hmm. and how they're being, social distance. I mean, more than that, what should I say? Ignored, told that they can't come to family
excluded.
And birth. What's the word?
They're excluded. They're
excluded.
Being excluded.
That's what I. Yeah, thank you. That's what I'm looking for. And some are, you know, I don't want to be your friend anymore.
Yes.
That's what the latest has been more of, which is interesting.
Yep.
And there are some who, for one reason or another, cancer therapy or whatever it happens to be, or just freedom of choice, whatever their issue is, don't want the vaccination. It's none of these anti-vaxxers type situation. It's just for one reason or another, they can't do it.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. But coming off of a period of time, it's hard to get back to being with people. It's hard to get back to the old routine, things that were so routine to you, and going to work. That's another thing. The people who've been working from home, they don't want to go back to work. Most of them don't. They've gotten used to it. They don't have to dress up. They don't have to get up as early. They don't have to drive through traffic because we're in Chicago. That's one thing. But the emotional stability is integrating back into society where you were, surrounded by people. If that helps. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, and I'm so glad you brought it up. I talked about this on air the other day, and it was a survey that was done, and they're studying the impact of whether or not we should continue to provide people with extra weekly add-ons to unemployment. So everybody's doing these studies, and they're following, and they're watching it. And there was a couple of really interesting stories, but they came out of the Midwest. And one of them was in Missouri. And, you know, I believe it was Missouri, where they said, and a lot of the states are doing this, you know, our state, I think, we're not providing any extra unemployment here, but I would have to fact check that. Benny could do that for me. But this particular thing was an argument that in the United States Senate, back and forth, and they're like, no, we're not going to give them any additional unemployment. And so that's going to be the incentive to get people back to work, right? But it's not. And so what, Sue, you just said was people are now evaluating and reevaluating their lives and where they are. And it doesn't matter what age. And what they found in this study was that they cut the extra $300, and hotel industry, which is desperately hurting, tried to hire back the 40 staff members to get back into work and open up. And do you know the results of that effort? Zero people. And they thought about this and they said, we don't get it. You're not getting the extra 300, or you're not getting it. Why aren't you coming back to work? This was brilliant. So this had to be an angel intervention, Sue.
Yeah.
This right
yeah.
here, the result. Here's what the angels must have
done. You know, Robin is the angel of socialization. And we don't talk about her much because it hasn't been an issue until last year, social contact. So Robin, but also I think Blake, the angel of comfort, the comfort level.
Well, let me get you a prosperity angel, Uriel, right?
Yes, correct.
Here's what they did. Somebody must have been tapped by the light or the sword of Uriel. Because what happened with that was they looked at this and said, we got to do something different. So they raised the minimum wage to like 13, and they added benefits. And according to this study, within a morning, those 40 seats were filled again.
Ah, okay.
So aren't we looking at, you know, this emotional, let's just call it emotional stability, emotional instability, but are we also seeing, Sue, that in this energy, this benevolent energy, aren't we also seeing people understanding the value of who they are in the world, what's important to them in life, and not settling? You know what I mean?
Yes. Absolutely.
What are you seeing with your clients now? I always ask you that question because I'm always intrigued. Every month it's something different, right? But usually you pick a topic based on what you're seeing. You know, and I want to ask you, we're not talking about the level of pain people are in much.
So the reason I picked emotional stability is because people have trouble, coming back to neutral. Okay, so something happens and you're jolted. A bill gets raised, or you your taxes go up, or someone yells at you that shouldn't have, or whatever, and you start to spiral down. And how do you stop that and raise yourself back up? That's mm-hmm. what I thought about emotional stability. I think people have a certain amount of issues that are going to come up. Is it Sister Mother Teresa that says everybody?
Mother Teresa.
Yeah, everybody has 94 problems. It's just how you deal with those 94 problems. I don't know where she came up with 94, but and so I'm thinking, how do we get back to normal so that we can deal with them? Because as these things hit you, you go down into your child ego state. You go down into, oh, this happened to me when I was 7, and you get that bad feeling, or mom did this, and you get that bad feeling. And then how do you come back up? How do you stop and come back to the age you're at now so you can think more logically? And that's what I meant by emotional stability.
Mm-hmm. I think, Sue, for today, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I would love to know the array of angels that are ready to help. Because when we're talking about emotional stability, right, it's really multidimensional. I mean, it's an interesting word. Let's talk about it when we come back. When we talk about emotional stability, what do we really mean? Yesterday, if you watched the show Carrie Knudsen and I did, talking about the new normal and talking about the fact that as humans, are we really ever in a normal state? But what is this emotional stability about? You know, what is it that we need to learn or bring to the table or understand more about? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. But do you actually know who your angels are? Do you want to know what the angel message is for you? Has something happened to you recently that is just so mysterious but painful for you that you want to get some relief on? Because we need to be able to move forward. How do we do that? How do we take the moment that we give that close attention to something we really love? How do we do that and have it be an incredibly magnificent world in itself? We can do it with angels. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What?
Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Jen Ripa, visit Thriveology.com.
Welcome back, everybody. 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to hear from you. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. And we're going to go to the phones right now. We are taking your calls. But Sue, before we do, it's always important for people to know how to get a hold of you, what you do, how you do it, all of the above. Tell everybody about that.
Okay. So if you'd like to get to my website, it's theangellady.net. theangellady.net. And my 800 number, I don't like to give it out early in the show because then they get confused. So I'll do that at the end of the show. I'll give you my 800 number. All right. And what I do is I help you move forward. What is your life's purpose? Who are your angels? How can you make more money, be happier, be healthier? What is it that's missing? Where are your blocks? How do you relieve your blocks? I have such an incredible, easy way to discover blocks and release them so that you can move forward and you don't have negativity following you. So that's basically what I do. You can have a session with me. Actually, if you buy the Dr. Pat special, which I do just for Dr. Pat listeners, and you get one half hour, you pay for one half hour, and the second half hour is no charge, so you get two for the price of one, and a lot can be done. The angels work fast, because they know exactly what you need and how to do it, and a lot can be done in those two half hours. So I think that's about it. I also have, my books are on Amazon now, and Dr. Pat, there's two books that Amazon has in paperback now, and then also on Kindle and Nook. The second one, Angel First Aid, RX for Excellence, is on Nook, Barnes & Noble, and it's also on Kindle. And then Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, second edition, is on Kindle and available through Amazon. So I'm just working pretty exclusively through Amazon. Now, it's easy for me, and they do a great job. I am amazed at the great job they do on the books. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's the books. It's the way that they get things to people quickly, because that's the world we're living in right now. You know, we're living in that world where you and I are committed to helping people. Talk about that. Let's go to the phones, Benny.
All right, we'll take Eliza, who's calling in from the Shoreline area. Hi, Eliza.
Hi, Eliza. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing really good. I'm glad to know that you're still hosting the Angel Lady. I have a little question.
18 years.
Can you hear me?
18 years Sue has been here with us.
Yes, I know.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, how can we help you today?
Well, so I have a question about work. I'm in the midst of trying to make a change in my work from one field to another, but it's back into a field that I'm already experienced in. And I wanted to know, I don't know if it's something you can do, but I just kind of wanted to get a read on how this job is resonating with, you know, at least getting, you know, an interview. It's something that I'm super qualified for. But it's just really competitive, and I would love to have the job for a lot of reasons. It's like just a good all around energy wise, like it's just a good job. It's a good fit, and I have submitted a complete application, all the stuff I added, and then I have reached out and sent letters to a couple people that I sort of know in the department to express my interest.
Okay.
So I don't know if there's something else I should do, or like, you know, just keep holding space in the universe. But I mean, it's not like, it's not an easy job, but it's definitely something that would be, way up my alley in the field that I'm in. Cause the work I do like has a very, like, could have a very administrative sort of boring side to it, really hard to do. And then it could have a sort of more creative side, which is what this is.
Dr. Pat?
What do you got, Sue?
Yeah, I could hear some. I couldn't hear all. She would fade in and out. So I know it's about her job, but I didn't get a lot of the information.
Yeah, Eliza, one of the things that I heard you say is you've been applying. You've been doing everything that is textbook, really, right? Did I get that right? You're applying, you're networking, you're doing those things, right?
Yeah.
What's in your, can I ask you a question? What's in your heart?
Well, I've been, that's a good question. I've been contemplating this for a while. I mean, I have lots of things that I would really like to do, but I'm a little confused about where to go. And right now I kind of need to get out of what I'm in right now. Like I'm doing something now that has been okay, but it's way too tiring for me. It's like, it's just not, it's physically not good. I've sort of had enough, and I really want to get back into this other field that I have experience in and sort of move forward. And I feel like this job would be a really good place to begin that, because I would want and be able to stay in it for a while. And I really need stability, and I feel like stability in something creative. It's working in a situation that provides, a creative programming for communities and things. I just kind of jive around it. Are you hearing this or no?
Yeah, I'm hearing you loud and clear. I'm not sure why Sue's not hearing it, but you're really jiving around it. It sounds like, you know, this is an opportunity that fills your heart. This is really, you've looked at this. You're so clear. Can I just say that to you? You're just wonderfully clear about this. You know, congratulations on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been applying for a number of years now, and so I feel like I'm getting closer to that place of clarity around, you know, maybe a good match.
Okay.
Can I interject here? Because I'm getting messages.
I'm waiting for you to jump in. Yeah.
I'm getting messages from the angels. So basically, it's not how many times you apply. It's not how many places you go. It's more about your vibration, because like attracts like. And so if you're holding on to the things that need to be cleared, the path and the energy of money comes in through your head, goes down to your chest, comes out through your solar plexus, gathers more, comes in again, and that's the circle. And if you have blocks you're holding on to, they're like rocks in a river, they're holding back your circle. And to me, it's what I think we need to do together, and I was going to offer you a gift certificate because I think, you know, you're somebody who could really gain some perspective from it. And then we could work on this and work it through. As soon as we lift you up, more miracles are going to open and more opportunities are going to show up. And actually, I hear you'll have a choice at some time, a couple of different things that'll come up for you.
How does that sound?
So as far as this one goes, I guess I should just hold back and wait.
Why don't you just call me later today? I'll give you my number now. And 800-323-1790. Mm-hmm. 800-323-1790. Why don't you just call me later today, and then we'll talk it out and see what we're going to do.
Yeah, and can I make a comment to you? Can we shift a little bit right now, if you don't mind, in this moment? Because I want to just back up a little bit from something you said. You know, here's what I want to leave you with, and then go ahead and work with Sue. When you have something in your heart, and when you are so clear as you are, one of the things you don't want to do is hold back. You don't want to hold back. You want to be so fully engaged and moving forward so that the universe can allow for things to come in to tell you. And when you give it hold back energy, what it says is, oopsie, Pat didn't really want that. So I want you to just flip that around until you can talk to Sue. You know what I mean? Even if you don't take any action, you just don't want to have that, I want to hold back, right? You want to bring this thing to you, Liza, right?
So it seems like I'm holding back or something. Yeah, there.
Yeah, because you said it. And I was like, wait a minute. This is like, it's in your heart.
Yeah, this feels really right for where, I mean, there's definitely more things I could do in my life, like, you know, that are higher energy. But
yeah,
I think that they would take time to develop. And so I'm sort of seeing this as a two-part thing, like, you know,
exactly.
Make a move, get something that really works for me rather than having to do a job that's like, you know, entering data, which I don't want to do. And I have other things, like more spiritual things that I'd love to do. Yeah. So I will go ahead and take your advice. And I really super thank you for holding this space.
Yeah, going to hold the space
really
for
great.
You. And by the way, let me just tell you, you have the ability to do it all. See, this is the thing that happens to us sometimes is we have a focus and we don't realize that if we just tell the universe that this is how we want this to go, please give us the resources to do it. It shows up. I mean, I don't want to take a lot of time talking about it, but my first year of school, and I went to school in California and I lived in Seattle, and that was a shock to me. But after my first year, I picked up the phone and I called a consulting agent that did career development for me after my downsizing. And I called them and I said, dude, do you have anything? And he said, well, I don't know if I could pay you, but I got this job at Snohomish County PUD. And what happened with that is I was holding the space for something. I was holding the space to see, you know, how can I earn some money and go to school? I was holding that space. And what the universe did, really weird, is when you hold the space, it just starts to move stuff around for you. So I go on this gig for the summer, Snohomish County PUD. Then I'm getting ready to go back to school. And Agnes McGovern, who is the general manager or something over there, says to my boss, she can't go back to school. She's got to finish work in here. And what did the universe do?
Yeah.
Think about this. I'm going to leave you with this. I did nothing but held the space. My boss says, I'm going to fly you to Claremont every week. And I thought, well, I don't know how my schedule is going to work that out, dude. It's like, I got like classes I'm taking. I got to teach down there. Do you know for the next 4 years, never a conflict in schedule. He flew me down there. He paid for, honestly, it was just the most bizarre thing. Flew me down there. Alaska Airlines was going directly to Ontario. Flew me down there. 2 days a week of school. Flew me back 3 days of working. Not a single conflict, even with teaching. That's what I'm trying to say to you. Hold the space for it. And MD-80 plane to Ontario in the morning with breakfast. I got down there, got my rented car and went to school. So Eliza, hold the space.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Great. Yeah. I will. Yeah. It's been hard, but I will definitely do that. And
Well, borrow my faith. Borrow my faith in you. You can borrow my faith in you. Okay.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
All right, rock on. Thank you so much. Let's take a short break, Benny, Jamie, and we'll be right back. So you didn't give her angels. You better do that when we come back.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit carrienail.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is in the house. We're taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. And Eliza, we didn't do or give you your angels or also talk about an angel for you to help you with this. And so we'll go ahead and do that. Sue, let's kind of finish up with that because there are angels that are ready and available to work with Eliza. So who are they?
Yes, her archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication, arts and invention. And then also Sarah, who's the angel of harmony, peace and harmony. And her money angel is Timothy, the angel of good fortune.
Awesome.
I want to tell you, Dr. Pat, I got a call from a guy yesterday, and he said, I'm driving by a couple of casinos. Can you just tell me which one I'm going to win at? And then he gives me the names of them, and he thinks this is what I do. I don't think it is, but Timothy is the angel to take with you just in case you want to try. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And this is part of the conversation. I mean, we were talking, the story and the example that I gave before was also an example of what happens when we allow, what happens when we ask for help, what happens when we get that guidance. And, you know, that story I shared about school was one of so many stories in my life that I could point to, Sue. I mean, the odds of, first of all, the whole odds of getting into Claremont, that's a whole nother story. That's like a whole different deal. But, you know, when we're talking about allowing and we're talking about emotional stability, you know, the problem with emotional stability is that if we're not in a space of allow, you know, emotional stability, it's really hard to allow the energy of the universe to come in. So can you share some techniques on how we get there?
Sure, absolutely. Well, the first thing is breathing technique, because, you know, you hold your breath, you're busy, you're worried, you're this is going on, that's going on, you're rushing. So the first thing is just to breathe in through your nose and think of the air as it goes over your head, down your spine, to your tailbone and leave a little in your tailbone and then breathe out through your mouth. Mm. You breathe in through your nose and you follow the air as it goes up over your head, down your spine, to your tailbone, and then breathe out. And that, if you do that three times, that kind of stabilizes you. That kind mm-hmm. of gets you ready. And also, if you're going to talk to your angels, I tell people to do that because angel messages come in on the breath. So if you want your angels to answer you, do the breathing technique. So that's one. And another is kind of a silly little one to help you focus. Just stick your hands out in front of you and spread your fingers and wiggle your fingers. And it balances your right brain and left brain, and it helps you focus. So that's another easy one. All my remedies are easy. You've noticed that, Dr. Pat, right? They're easy and quick. And
well, Benny and I both.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So so that's another one. Let's see. What's another one to... And if you're somewhere where you're, you can write, if like tell people this when they're in a business meeting and it either gets boring or they start to fall asleep or whatever, they just need to be balanced because what are the issues going on in the meeting, maybe it's legal. Draw a line, and then a little below it, draw another line exactly the same width as the first one, and then go below it in the same length, space, and then exactly the same width, do the third one, and that'll balance you. That, so wherever you are, if you can draw three lines, I suppose if you can draw them in the air, that would help too. But simple little things to balance you and mm-hmm. and get you back to a normal. And another thing the angels are just telling me and reminding me is to stretch. Because when you stretch, I think of a cat. When they get up, they always stretch. Because if you stretch, it pulls you back into your body and gets you back centered.
You know, it's really kind of cool what you're talking about because – how do we put it? And by the way, we're taking everybody's call today to connect with Sue Storm, the angel lady. Do you know your angels, right? Who are they and how do they work? But, you know, also Sue wrote a book and every angel has a name and we talk about what each of them does. But one of the things that's extremely hard for us is asking for help. Let me give you the phone number. We are not on Facebook today. I know that KKNW is streaming this to their YouTube channel. I know we're playing it on TTR. 1-800-930-2819 is live call-in if you want to check in with us. And yes, don't forget later on tonight at 4 p.m. Pacific time, John Alexander is joining Mark Anthony and me on The Psychic and the Doc. So I got to ask you this question because sometimes we get these, I like to call them hits. They're like ideas. They're like these inspirational moments. They're like, the worst thing that happens is when I come in, like after I hear a little message, and I come into the office and I look at Linda or I look at Jessica and I walk in and I say, I got this great idea. I've learned how to do that a little bit differently because my excitement about the idea and the way I get it doesn't always mean that we know how to implement. But part of this is understanding that even on our best day, we can pretty much get off track, become unstable emotionally. Are you seeing that in the people you're working with?
Yeah. Yes, and they're getting more, hold on. They're getting more emotional because they're used to being alone. Yeah. And they're used to not having, it's like practicing. It's like sending a kid to kindergarten. You know, they practice socialization. So people are, less stable or more activated by someone else's reaction. And and again, I call that the judge. If you remember, it's in my books and what we talk about. Their judge gets activated. Some part of them gets activated, and they have the bad feelings, and then they lash out. And a lot of emotional stability is realizing how to work with your judge and recognizing it.
Hmm. I mean, in the process of this, you know, I know that in these shows and when people call in, you know, we're trying to address things that, how should I say it? We're trying to address things that come up for people on a day-to-day basis, just like Eliza did before. And, you know, when they call, when folks call in for the show, as they do, you don't always have to know, right, Sue, or be as clear as Eliza was. Because what I'm finding is there's this depth of unclarity, but yet there is this depth of clarity. And you said it earlier. People are looking and saying, no, I don't want to go back to that job, right? Even if they don't know what the next step is. Can you talk about how, you know, how our communication with our angels helps us get from that place we are to the next step? Because I'm not kidding. I mean, Benny and I are in your book and talking about things that, you know, getting this kind of guidance took us to a place of knowing, not just in the end game, but how to get there, right?
Well, the first thing is knowing about your angels, who they are, what their names are, how they can help you. And then choosing the angel that can be of help for your particular situation. And then getting an angel that, but trusting, you know, we have such a hard time trusting. Trust that opportunities will open up. But what they're telling me from above is getting your vibrations up. Angels, raise my vibrations.
No kidding.
It's about being in that law of attraction. You know, Dr. Pat, I had the law of attraction in my books even before The Secret came out.
I've been
working on that for years and years.
Yeah. Well, of course. And, you know, look, I'm talking about an experience that happened in 1995. Mm-hmm. You know, just to have this understanding of things is so supportive. But one of the things, Sue, too, that I want to touch upon here today is that, you know, I'm kind of a late bloomer, so to speak. And what I mean by a late bloomer is that, and when people have said this to me, they usually get to this place where they ask me about, what's your sign? What are you doing? You know, what are you working with? And so I think to myself, well, I don't know, but I've made some decisions in my life where I realized I was really miserable. And I moved to that next step. Sometimes emotional stability can be in and out and like a roller coaster ride, can it?
Oh, yeah. And that's what that's what I'm talking about, getting back to neutral. How do you get back to where you can make a good decision when you're mm-hmm. in that child ego state, when you're having that bad feeling, when you're still reacting to whatever was said or done, you can't make a good decision.
Yeah.
And by the way, Cornell is the angel of decision making, mm-hmm. and a couple of other angels that are kind of right in front of me. Marianne is the angel of efficiency. She doesn't come up much, but these days, we need to be efficient.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And Jason is the angel of organization. He and I are going to have a talk in a little bit after I hang up. I got some rooms to clean. But it's just a matter of the next step. And, okay, so here's what they're telling me. Breaking things down. A lot of what I've mm-hmm. been getting from people is overwhelm. And you're asking me that. I'm overwhelmed. I have this to do and that to do and then get my kids off to college and then I've got this and I've got that and different things like that. And I say, break it down into what do you do today? Today, what is my priority? This is what I do. I wake up in the morning and I say, what is my priority today? Today my priority was the radio show. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I work around it. But I start with my priority.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and what we're talking about is so relevant. I was looking at a study, Sue, that came out to touch upon what you said earlier. And there was a survey that was released and 66% of workers are willing to take pay cuts to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this is like a thing. And we're trying to force people to go back to what we call a normal that never really worked for most people. And now we've had a new existence of change. We've changed our internal infrastructure of life, right? A lot of infrastructure language, but we have an infrastructure within us. You know, we have a small life circle, maybe a larger one, but people have figured it out. And, you know, the fact that we're willing to move money aside to have a job that gives us this place, right? And are looking for new employment. So this is one of the key elements, Sue. It's not that people don't necessarily want to go back to work. They don't want to go back to work in the way they work.
Right, yeah. Right.
They don't want to go back to work
right,
in the way they work.
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
So that a whole federal government people that are making all these decisions, they totally don't get it. You know, people are right here saying, I am going and looking for new employment to work from home and have a better work life. And so some organizations are adjusting and adapting. This is such an innovative way for people to say, this is my emotional stability.
Yeah. And I can't tell you how many people I've said, you know, when are you going back to the office? And, oh, you know, September, or I hope I never have to go back, or,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's, none of them said, I don't want to work.
No.
Not once
no.
Have I heard somebody say, oh, I hate my job. It's just they like their space. They like being in their own space.
Yeah. And they've created it. I mean, don't you think that this was an angel intervention? When you think about this, let's just talk about this for a minute. I think this was an angel intervention because what happened is, even if people don't believe that, you know, people got solutions for how to set things. I know us as a network, we did. Oh, my gosh. And we got these solutions for how to do this. You know, how to work from home, how to do things efficiently, how to do that and manage the children and the teaching. And they figured it out. And, you know, now we're living in a situation, though, where we're very vulnerable emotionally, very vulnerable. I got a call this morning from somebody that just was in a total meltdown in response to Bill Cosby being released from prison after
overturned. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's like. And you know, here's the thing. I left my phone in my studio office last night and I didn't come back and get it. And so I didn't get all of the pings. And this morning it's like, they can't believe it. They're like, we can't believe it, you know, and worried about the people that have offended them. You know, I mean, we're getting so many things that trigger us these days, aren't we?
Yes. Yes, yeah. And that's what pretty much the Me Too movement too. It started with that conviction.
Mhm. You know, it just Sue, I mean there's a lot of things we look for and we ask for help. I had a conversation with my angel about a week ago when I realized, and many people don't even know this. Well, because it was so under the radar, you know, when the United States Senate refused to pass an equal wage bill for women to give mm-hmm. them equal pay. And most women just, it was so under the radar. You know, none of the news media companies really covered it. You know, it was like a blip on a radar. And nobody really was talking about the fact that we just had our government say women don't deserve this. And you know, it's interesting because, you know, when you think about it, you know, angels are working 24/7, but we have a part to do in our own action, even with emotional stability, don't we?
That is absolutely true. You know, and I'll say to some, and here's my words of wisdom. You can change your pattern faster. You can move faster in anything if you're already running than if you're at a dead standstill. So do something. It doesn't matter if you volunteer. It doesn't matter if you get up and go for a walk. If you're stuck, if you're feeling upset, do something. And mm-hmm. And people just, you know, don't stay immobilized. Do something. And I can't say that enough. Even if you have to take a job that's under your demeanor or under your mm-hmm. know, wage scale, do it anyway. do something, and then watch the rest happen.
Yeah. I'm doing a mentoring a thing with our marketing and sales team, and I'm using my lifetime back in the day homeless experience where I was fortunate enough to sell hot dogs from a hot dog cart. And I reflected upon that with the sales team, and I was saying, I learned everything I needed to know about marketing sales from selling hot dogs from a hot dog cart in New York. And they looked at me kind of like, that can't be real. And so it started this whole conversation about some of these jobs that we get or we've had and how valuable they were. And I think what you're talking about is, even if we do have to take a job like that, there's something in it that the angels are pointing us to that will benefit us down the road. And I think sometimes we forget that, Sue, right?
Yes, and there may be someone that you're going to meet that's going to help you down the road, or something that I knew a lady who took a job as a receptionist, and then she did such a really good job when something opened up full time, and everything she had hoped for, they just slipped her right in, you know, because she was already there and they already knew her. So get out and be there. That's what I got to say. Be on hand. So that you can move, the angels can easily move you to the next step.
Yeah. And boy, I think it's such a powerful message. You know, you and I have been doing this show for 18 years, and I hope the next show we do, it is about reflecting upon that. Because in the time we have done this, right, and we have gone through doing the show, there have been many, 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 many global events.
Yes.
And I don't know if you remember this, but I do. I'm starting to really reflect upon it. You know, we went through that economic downturn, right? 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Right.
Remember that?
Right.
No one really talked about the impact of that. We didn't really talk or witness all of the families affected by it. But we had the most incredible listenership and people that contributed. And you showed up. You are showing up and you are helping so many people. We are in that state now.
Yeah.
We're in the state now, aren't we?
Yes. And ready to get out. I can see us. The angels are showing me, you know, coming out of the ocean. So you got the water at your feet. But as you go further, 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 you're on the beach and you're on dry land. And there we are. We're coming out.
Yeah, and part of that is reaching out for help. Sue, thank you for today. Please tell me, how can people find out more about you? How can they work with you?
Sure. Okay, so my website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. My email, if you'd like that, is my theangellady@comcast.net. And my 800 number is 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790. And I have two books, Angel First Aid, Rx for Excellence is the latest, just went out last month, and Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, second edition, which has Dr. Pat and Benny in it. And they're both on Amazon. And let's see, if you want to do a consultation with me, call me. It'll change your life. No two ways about it. There we go.
I love it. So I want to end this show with a very special message from the angels. What are they saying to us about what the next move might be to help us establish that place of emotional stability?
What they're saying, Dr. Pat, is be at peace. If you can find peace within you, you can create peace on the outside. So if each and every one of us listening were able to just breathe and pull in the, and I call it enlightened peace, and fill yourself with enlightened peace, that'll help the whole world.
I love it. Hey, everybody, thank you for tuning us in and turning us on. And for those of you out there, I want to make sure you know lots more are coming up. I have a very special show that I'm doing at 12:30. It's Power Up with Dr. Pat. It is a special edition for those of you out there. And stay tuned. Much more to come from Transformation Talk Radio. We'll see you guys. Have a good one.
views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.